With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Campaigning today in Washington, Wisconsin, Donald Trump blasted the Biden administration.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid, stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night. Is anybody going to be watching?
Mr. Trump says he's confident he will win back the White House.
If you can believe it, 59 days from now, we are going to win Wisconsin. We are going to defeat Comrade Kamala Harris. And we are going to win the White House, that gorgeous, beautiful White House. We're going to win it. And we're going to turn this country around because this country is a failing nation right now.
Also at SRNnews.com, a school dormitory fire in Kenya has claimed the lives of at least 21 boys.
Government workers began removing the bodies of the children as they tried to account for dozens of boys who are still missing. The fire burned down a dormitory that was housing more than 100 boys aged between 10 and 14. Anxious parents who had been waiting all day for news about their children were allowed to see what remained of the building. Some parents broke down as they left the scene. Police are still investigating the cause of the fire.
Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia. Police in Kentucky reported an active shooter situation Saturday evening near I-75 in London, Kentucky, where numerous persons have been shot in traffic. The incident occurring around 9 miles outside of London when officers were called for reports of multiple vehicles being fired upon near the interstate in Laurel County. The shots were reportedly coming from a wooded area or by an overpass. Google is being slammed by UK regulators who say it's taking advantage of its dominance in digital advertising to thwart competition in Britain. The claims ratchet up pressure that has the tech giant facing both sides of the Atlantic. This is SRN News. An atheist organization is going after the Ten Commandments. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants officials in Jefferson County, Illinois, to pull down a large display of the Decalogue at the county courthouse. The foundation claims that the monument is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. County officials appear to be ignoring the atheists' demands. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate any expression of Christianity it can find in the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts have passed a bill that would promote the LGBT agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure would require those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of LGBT adults and those living with HIV. It would also bar staff from discriminating based on a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. This is SRN News. A number of growing restaurant customers are choosing to eat alone.
Restaurant reservation site OpenTable says solo dining reservations in the U.S. increased 29% over the last 2 years. They're up 18% this year in Germany. Some restaurants are redoing their seating and menus to accommodate people eating alone. OpenTable CEO Debbie Sue thinks remote work and a broader focus on self-care are behind the trend.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, a Penn State University professor who has studied solo dining thinks the pandemic and smartphones also explain it. The stakes have gone up for students protesting the war in Gaza as U.S. colleges begin new security measures. Tent encampments now forbidden on many campuses so far have not returned, and some of the more involved students from last spring have graduated or are still facing disciplinary measures. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.